I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump has sued the New York Times for articles questioning his success as a businessman and for claims that it tried to undermine his attempt to be elected in 2024. The Times says he is undermining First Amendment rights of press and speech. Let's go through it. The suit names the Times and four reporters. It says a group of articles in a book titled Lucky Loser sought to disparage his reputation as a successful businessman, specifically designed to damage him personally and politically. It claims actual malice. It claims it caused Trump enormous economic losses and damage to his professional and occupational interests. The Times says a lawsuit has no merit. It says it lacks any legitimate legal claims and is an attempt to stifle and discourage independent reporting. It says the Times will not be deterred by intimidation tactics. It says it will stand up for journalists' First Amendment rights to ask questions on behalf of the American people. The book publisher, Penguin Random House, says, quote, "This is a meritless lawsuit." It says it stands by the book, its authors, and will continue to uphold the values of the First Amendment. So, to understand the gist of the book, Lucky Loser, CNN interviewed author-reporter Russ Buettner. He laid out his reporting of Donald Trump's method of thinking.
The pattern throughout his life is that he believes he has an innate expertise in all things. And so he doesn't really heed the advice of experts. When he was opening up his biggest casino, there was an analyst who wrote that he would have to make $1 million a day in profit to support the debt he was taking on. Donald Trump got that analyst fired, laid him out in filth in the press. The analyst was exactly right. 6 months later, it was those numbers that brought Donald Trump to his heels and made him collapse.
In court, Trump will have to show that the claims are false and with malice. The casino deal is public record. This, of course, is not his first suit filed against the media. ABC paid for a settlement regarding something that George Stephanopoulos said. CBS settled regarding the editing of Kamala Harris for 60 Minutes. It doesn't look much like the Times or the publishers will cave, so this one could go all the way. Trump will also have to prove damages. He won the election, so does that jibe with reality? Is this just another attempt to attack the media and his critics, or did the New York Times and the authors of the book cross a line for responsible reporting? It makes sense this one may play out all the way in court. If you'd like to contact me, please email me at ed@edbaxternews.com.